Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Knicks open their season tonight in what could be a championship season. That is what many are hopeful for. People expect the Knicks to represent the Eastern Conference final or represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals this year. I'm not there yet. I don't believe in this head coach. I need to see it. I don't believe in the tandem of Towns and Brunson. I'm excited about the season. I'm looking forward to watching the games tonight. I just think it's going to fall far short of their expectations.
Well, I mean, listen, I do think there's going to be some issues that are going to be a little concerning here. Now, we all know the Knicks are going to be really, really good. Nobody's debating that, but it's not about being really, really good. It's about being a champion. So there's going to be a lot of twists and turns here. Hey, we got one right out of the chute. No Mitchell Robinson, you know, no Josh Hart. Who knows if Cat's ready to go? So they're going to have to navigate some early season injuries. Now, the other thing that I was saying to Sal yesterday, it just came up talking about the Knicks, is that Mike Brown has not even installed the playbook yet. Going to be a lot of free-flowing motion offense, like making reads here off the first read, secondary read, which I think is actually good now. And then, of course, you need structure in the playoffs. So I don't think the Knicks will look incredibly crisp and incredibly championship viable necessarily right out of the chute. But if the Knicks are not in the NBA Finals, you're right. It's a failure.
Yeah, I'm thinking more Don Nelson than Pat Riley myself. But either way, we're looking forward to seeing it. And we'll get back to your calls here on the Knicks. Remember, Steve Summers coming up in about 25 minutes in studio to promote his book, Me Here, You There.
Schmoozy.
888-808-1019. We mentioned Woody Johnson and the stuff from yesterday. It happened as we were leaving the air, you know, just about our final segment. So we talked about Woody. So we have an update now on the quarterback situation. Have you seen this?
I have not.
Okay. Go ahead.
So Aaron has already said he was going to start.
Yes.
I did not see this.
Well, okay. Let me.
Don't tell me who it is, though.
Okay.
Because I want to take you through a thought process.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So before you tell us here. Now, who do I think it's going to be? I think it's going to be Tyrod Taylor.
Okay.
Who would I play? Before Woody opened up his trap yesterday, I probably would have played Tyrod Taylor because he's just better throwing the ball than Justin Fields, and you got to try to get some offense clicking here. If I was Aaron Glenn, in a way to almost change the culture and be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So, and now this is a baller, aggressive move, which I don't think he did. But if I'm Aaron, I would be very tempted to say, well, my owner just came out, basically said my starter stinks. He completely denigrated Justin Fields. Not that Woody was wrong there, but I'm going to show who's in charge because he obviously wants me to play Tyrod Taylor. I'm going to start Justin Fields.
Also maybe vote of confidence, supporting his guy Justin Fields who got ripped a little bit. Now's the time. People are kicking him when he's down. Aaron Glenn, I think it could go maybe a long way if you show a vote of confidence. Either way, Jets coach Aaron Glenn today, quote, "We'll have a quarterback on Sunday." Glenn says he knows who the starter will be, did not name it, citing a competitive advantage.
Yeah, I mean, one guy can't throw a screen pass, and one guy's been around for 15 years. What a competitive advantage.
Costello tweeted, Glenn won't say who the QB is, cites a competitive advantage. Also, Tyrod Taylor is day-to-day with a knee injury. So he's dealing with a knee injury. Maybe that
is
going to
be the third stringer from Missouri.
I mean, dude,
what's his name? Brady Cook? Is that his name? I think that's it. He actually looked okay. Is it Brady Cook? He's probably learned that because he's probably going to play at some point.
I have no idea. I know people are going to want to see him. Cook. That's what Rami was saying yesterday. Anyway, Adam Schefter, Jets Tyrod Taylor, who had the chance to start on Sunday, is now dealing with what is considered to be a day-to-day knee injury. So I don't know how much the injury has to do. Actually, let's listen to this. Hoff, can you pull it up? Go to Jets videos on SNY Jets, because I just saw this come across the feed now. I want to hear how he actually says this and how Glenn cites the competitive advantage in not naming. It just gets better and better here. Let me know when you have it there, Hoff. I mean, dude, pick a guy. Any guy.
It's his right. He doesn't have to do it now.
But what do you mean?
To placate us? He's going to have a quarterback on Sunday.
It's Wednesday. The game's Sunday.
Doesn't matter.
What's the big secret?
But does it matter?
It does. All right, let's listen to Glenn not announce his starting quarterback.
Who's your quarterback?
We will have a quarterback on Sunday. I will tell you that.
Not going to announce.
I wouldn't want to give them a competitive advantage when I have that opportunity. But we will have a quarterback.
The list was long. Tyrod, did you say this day to day?
Yes. Yes.
What is he dealing with?
He's dealing with a knee. That's something that he had before.
So just you know who your starting quarterback is going to be. You're just not announcing it. So it isn't like this week is a competition where you're going to have...
I know who the starting quarterback is going to be.
Okay, you're just not telling me.
Just ain't telling you, fool. That's the next statement that we didn't play for.
Dude, come on, man.
I'm not telling you, sucker. Now get lost.
Come on, man.
That's the next one. He's going to start fighting everybody.
You got to name a starting quarterback. Competitive advantage.
That doesn't bother
me. Oh, yeah. I bet the Bengals are shaking in their boots. Oh, no. Is it going to be Justin Fields, who can't throw the ball, or Tyrod Taylor, who also can't throw the ball? They both stink. They're not a threat, neither of them. You're already at a competitive disadvantage. Just name one,
the opposite,
AG. Come on.
Jesus. All right, so here's why I think you're wrong a little bit.
Okay,
all right?
Okay, yeah.
So Justin can't throw. All he could do is run, right?
Yeah. And he can run it better. See, to me, he can run it better than Tyrod can throw, which is why I'd go with Justin Fields. I'm on record saying that.
Okay.
I think Fields is a better
chance. A convoluted way of getting to the starting quarterback, but with these two, you probably need to get there that way. Understood. So, Fields is obviously better with his wheels than throwing the ball. Tyrod Taylor, while, not, stuck in quicksand like Dan Marino or Vinny Testaverde, he's not as athletic, but he's a better thrower of the football. So here's why. I know it sounds ridiculous at 0-7, competitive advantage, disadvantage, whatever, but I'll defend my guy AG a little bit here because they are two very different skill sets. And if you waste, I know that this sounds crazy, but this is football. If you waste 30 minutes on a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Friday, not knowing who's starting on Sunday, those 30 minutes could lead to one drive that could cost your team the game. That is the reality of coaching.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, what?
You know, I just saw this come across the social media feed here, too. Apparently, Aaron Glenn just said Timmy Boyle can spin it.
Now he's talking. Get him out there. Is Timmy still in the NFL? Did he get cut in Miami? Who cut him, Miami?
Timmy? Oh, dude, this is just...
I'm not saying it's good.
When you draw worst-case scenarios... This Jets season, it just continued each year. Same thing with Rodgers. I could have come up to you with a script of what I thought would have been worst case scenario in the first year for Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Maybe for Aaron Glenn or Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. I'm saying going back years. I could have come up with a script to be like, all right, well, worst case scenario.
Yep.
And the Jets said, now here's what the worst case is. Boom, blows his Achilles out before he even throws a pass.
Didn't complete a pass.
I mean, as bad as it gets, this year, worst case scenario, I said I'm not even, I was giving them the benefit of the doubt, saying I'm not even going to judge you based on wins and losses this year because it's not about that. I didn't think they were going to be winless through 7 weeks. I didn't think there was going to be a quarterback controversy with two quarterbacks who aren't very good. This is as bad. And not to mention Aaron Glenn fighting with the media, Woody Johnson doing Woody Johnson things. This is a disaster. Even for the Jets, it's lower than you could have expected this year.
I'm very close to doing something that I've never done. I'm not going to do it today, but I'm getting there. Because one thing that I've always said is I don't tell people how to spend their money. I am getting very close to the edge where I'm going to start telling Jet fans, don't go. Nobody goes. Like, leading a protest of, I want that stadium empty. Like, we're getting perilously close.
I think it would be a contradiction to the brand, though.
I still do the podcast. They can still watch at home.
But I'm saying you're unkillable.
I know
the podcast is known, that, like, that's the name for the podcast.
Yeah.
But you are Mr. Unkillable.
You always get back to this with the unkillable.
But it's true. You made it famous. You are Mr.
I'm
Unkillable.
I'm not saying don't watch. What I'm really, and this is going to sound much worse, I don't mean it this way. What I'm trying to do is kill the owner. In terms of, like, him owning the Jets, as a human.
Yeah.
I think he's a really nice guy. I've met him. It's not personal. Woody is a nice man. He's an idiot when he opens his mouth about football, and he's the worst owner in sports.
We love him, but he's an idiot.
He is. So you could say that I'm reinforcing the brand by trying to get rid of him.
All I'm saying is you chose that day, certainly emotion and feelings and frustration.
No, that day chose me.
Okay.
I didn't choose that day.
But
Big difference.
You chose the term unkillable.
I did.
And that was the team that you wanted to say.
I don't know how I said
we
that.
We are unkillable! And that, it really should mean something because they're trying like hell to kill you off.
You know what? I think that, yeah, they are. And then they won't. They are. They're tempting fate here. I don't know how I punctuated that ridiculous craziness with we are unkillable. What are you talking
about? Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
About.
Yeah, and it was Zach Wilson at the time.
Playoffs with Zach.
You know, you know what you were saying. Like,
what
Jeff fans have been through the ringer.
Yeah, I know.
And this will not kill us.
But
respond with Zach Wilson.
Yes.
Can I be fair? I think what happened was BT came in that day forgetting it was football season, thinking it was still the Yankees, and thought that was the monologue to throw
out
there.
I do think, Hoff, it's an excellent point. I do think Yankee fandom. No, because you've had success. Like, most Jeff fans wouldn't be so brazen to say that.
Because they're Met fans.
Correct. Yep. So they know that their fandom is getting kicked in the nuts left and right. You at least have the power of being a Yankee fan.
True. That's true.
Which is what made you, like, I'm not standing for this.
Yes.
I'm a Yankee fan. I know better. I've experienced better.
Now bend over and you lose again.
And the Jets just continue to jet.
I know.
It is the SOJ. Same old Jets.
No, it is. Like, I resist that.
That should have been the podcast.
Yeah, I don't even know.
That should have been the name. Same old Jets.
I mean, listen.
Just end the season. Right?
I mean, at this point, you guys care more about the podcast than I do.
Well, I mean, if it just weren't, if it weren't for the podcast, we could try maybe to move on from the unkillable brand. But
and the funny thing about that speech, I'm wearing a Joe Klecko Hall of Fame green hoodie because I just got back from Canton with my Jetaways thing to watch Joe Klecko and Revis get enshrined. Oh, God.
Yeah, whatever what doesn't kill you can only make you stronger. Justin is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Justin?
BT Sal, what's going on, guys? Listen, real quick on Woody. I know you think he's very nice.
He is. He's a
good man.
Even
outside football, I don't know what this guy is. And I apologize. My toddler's in the back. He's starting to cry. But this guy has accomplished nothing in life, man. He was born with a golden spoon. This guy wasn't the CEO of Johnson & Johnson. He was born into billions. Name me one thing of value, football, non-football, he has done. And so,
Justin, can I give you one? And this is where I will defend him as a person. He's very philanthropic, and that matters.
Okay, so sorry. Name something he's built, not something he's thrown money at.
How about a hospital wing for people who are dying?
Yeah, but he's three.
How about that?
I'm sorry, as a businessman or as someone who's created value, not.
Well, what's more important, business or humanity?
I'm saying as an owner or someone who is capable of building value. Anyway, my solution is this. My solution is this. There's no shot this guy is clean. There's got to be a picture of him and Epstein or something somewhere.
I got to bounce you.
I didn't hear a solution there. I was curious where he was going.
Once I hear Epstein, we got to keep it moving.
Don't know if we were getting to a solution at all, but I would have been curious to hear what he was where he was going with that. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Back to the Knicks. Carmine is calling from Howard Beach. What's up, Carmine?
What's going on, Sal and BT? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Nice.
How's it going, fellas?
How are you?
Welcome to the show, man.
Love it, BT. Love it, Sally. So I want to get into two things here quick, if you don't mind. One about the Knicks, Sal. I know you love your hot takes and everything. The season hasn't even started. This team is up and coming. We're going to do some great things this year. I don't understand why you don't believe in Mike Brown.
Well, I told you why. I believe more in Tom Thibodeau. I think Mike. Did you hear what Matt Barnes had to say about Mike Brown, a guy who actually played for him?
Said he's going to be. I did take a listen. But Matt Barnes is a moron. Let's be real.
Say that one more time.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, no. Go ahead. Say that again. I missed that. No. Oh, Matt Barnes is a moron.
I'm not a big fan of Matt Barnes. Okay, I'm not a big fan of him.
Okay. Well, I'm not a big fan of Mike Brown. I mean, so we're even. I gave you one.
But he hasn't even done anything yet.
He
hasn't even done anything.
Correct. But
come on,
I don't like his track record. Look, he could go out there and have success. I fully expect the offense to be better. It better be, because that's what he's known for. I don't believe in coaches who are pushovers, coaches who are player-friendly. I'm just not a believer in that. Lacking structure.
No, I agree with you. But to sit there and say without the season starting and being negative towards the Knicks, it's just not. It's not fair. It's not ethical, right?
Ethical? What the hell are you talking about?
Carmine, you guys are missing. Not that you need me to defend you, but you're missing one thing, guys. Because this came up earlier, and Carmine, you sound like a great guy. We love that you love the show. This is not about telling you what you guys want to hear. This medium is never about that.
Yeah,
it's about formulating an opinion. Now, I disagree with his opinion on Mike Brown. I don't think they're going to win the championship. So I'm kind of probably.
Thank you, BT.
I'm worried about them, their injuries and whatever. And I don't know if Mike Brown's a championship coach, but it's not our job to get on the air and lie to you if we don't believe it.
No, I get it. And at the end of the day, the East is weak. We know that.
Yes.
With the injuries with Boston and stuff, and the West is elite. But I think the Knicks could do some great things. But I also wanted to touch on my second thing. I know you guys got to go, but I know you guys don't talk about this ever, but there's a future superstar in the NHL playing for the New York Islanders, Matthew Schaefer.
And I
know you guys aren't big hockey guys, but I wanted to just get that out there on the radio.
Okay.
I would love for you guys to touch it here and there, because if he was a Yankee, a Jet, a Giant,
yes,
even a Mets,
true,
right?
Definitely. Yeah.
No, and
he's even a Ranger.
He's an Icelander. He's an Icelander.
But let's be real. The Rangers have how many cups since World War II? One.
No, I get it, Carmine. Schaefer, you're right. Schaefer is an Icelander, and he's been great, and thank you for the call.
Haven't seen him play, and I've heard great things. I heard he looks amazing.
It has been on my mind. Obviously, we're not going to do a lot of hockey, especially early on in the year, but he's so good that it is worth discussing. And, by the way, there are three teams in this town. Two of them are worth discussing right now. One, the one plays at Madison Square Garden. That's not. It's not. I know the Rangers are the premier team in town. The Devils and Islanders are far superior to the Rangers this year. Devils have a real shot to do some damage in the conference. And and the Isles got Schaefer. How come when the Islanders draft somebody over number one overall, he's actually good? And with the Rangers, it's, oh, Lafreniere, oh, yeah. Kako, second pick, oh, yeah. And they stink. Total bust. I'm tired of it. The Islanders get these number one picks. Guys are studs. Devils get these guys, number one pick, number two pick. Guys are studs. With the Rangers, it's Lafreniere. Maybe in year 15, they'll figure it out to be competent. A third line center. Like, give me a break or a third line 15. Winger. It stinks. So, yeah, Schaefer and the Islanders, it's exciting what's going on in the Islanders.
I got to see him play. I'm not going to lie. I haven't seen him play yet. I've heard some of the hype. I heard Greg say to Boomer this morning, I don't know if he was kidding around, is Schaefer staying at Boomer's daughter's and husband's house?
I believe so, according to what they were saying.
While he's getting his feet. Nice.
Yeah.
There you go. So, hey, you're with Matt Martin. You were the leader. I mean, that's pretty good.
Back to the next thing. Like, I'm confused as to what you want to hear, and I really don't care.
You're unethical, Sal.
Yeah, unethical. What is this? Isn't that Knicks fanboy radio?
Unethical.
Go check out CP the Franchise if you want that Homer crap. I don't do that. I give you my opinion. I am a Knicks fan, but it doesn't matter. If I grew up a Nets fan, I'm going to give you my opinion on the Knicks. Doesn't matter. I don't believe in the hiring of Mike Brown. Prove me wrong. I hope they do. I hope they win 70 games this year. Go win the NBA championship. I'd like to see it for once in my lifetime. I was told last year that it was going to be better. It wasn't. It wasn't better. I wanted to see year two with Tibbs and Cat and Brunson together. I don't even think that that's the difference maker. I don't believe in Mike Brown at all. I don't believe in his theory, his philosophies, the lack of organization, him being too friendly with the players, all that. Non-defensive guy, I don't believe in any of it. His record, I'm just not a believer in Mike Brown as a head coach. And by the way, I don't think the Knicks are either because they looked to hire 15 other guys before they got to Mike Brown. But ultimately, BT, I think it comes down to just the simple fact that the Knicks have their stars aren't good enough, specifically Karl Anthony Towns, to compliment Brunson to win a championship.
Listen, you were on a roll there, so we'll pick that back up because we got the schmooze coming in.
Yes.
We want to stay on time. We got the great Steve Sumber. Schmoozy coming in the house. The new book. You used to work with him. Hoff used to produce for him. I used to listen to him. We all listened to him. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to hanging out with Steve.
Yeah,
really
can't
am.
Wait.
Really
he'll be on. We'll be promoting the book, me here, you there. Hmm. Steve Sumber's in studio when we come back.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.